This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Colorado's highest court overstepped when it disqualified Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot. The justices ruled unanimously that states cannot apply the Constitution's disqualification clause to federal candidates. Appellate lawyer Christopher Jackson says today's ruling was not a surprise based on the skepticism the justices showed during oral arguments.
I think just about everybody knew that this was going to be a victory for former President Trump and that it was going to be a lopsided one as well. The decision today obviously confirmed it. I do think there was some question about whether it was going to be unanimous in the judgment. So we got all nine justices who agreed to the outcome in the case. There was some question, maybe it would be 7-2, maybe it would be 8-1. But this morning we learned that it was in fact unanimous.
For Colorado voters, the ruling means any votes cast for Trump in tomorrow's Republican primary will be counted. The same storm system that brought several feet of snow to Northern California hit Colorado's mountains and western slope over the weekend. By Sunday afternoon, areas around Grand Junction had up to 6.5 inches. The Weather Service says snow and high winds continue today. Then it's a dry midweek and another storm arriving toward the weekend. For now, that storm is expected to bring fairly low snow accumulations. When spring weather arrives, Colorado's pollinators will get busy. The state has a diversity of butterflies and bees, but a new study has found some populations have dropped by more than half. Adrian Carper is lead scientist on the study. He says the state needs to put protections in place to help pollinating insects before it's too late.
One of the big issues around pollinator conservation is that in many states, pollinators aren't actually considered wildlife.
A proposal in the legislature would identify pollinators as wildlife and give funding toward the conservation of at-risk species. This is CPR News and KRCC.